The Peace Institute's report says that the United States has often put its security interests ahead of its desire to see democracy spread throughout the Middle East. The report's author, Daniel Bromberg, the acting director of the Institute's Muslim World Initiative, says that supporting democracy is actually crucial to the United States' security.
The problem in the Middle East and in the Arab world in particular is that regimes that cooperate closely with the United States are also regimes that are seen increasingly by their own populaces as either illegitimate or repressive or disconnected from the societies they claim to represent. We think that in the long run, more legitimacy is good for that cooperation rather than less, and that more representation and more good governance and more democracy will give regimes the legitimacy they need to pursue a strategic relationship with the United States.
Leaving things as they are in the Arab world, the Institute of Peace study says, will result in cosmetic changes only, allowing autocratic rulers to fend off real democratic change. The study suggests that the Obama administration work with Middle Eastern allies to repeal laws that restrict citizens' freedoms, hinder political activities, or suppress freedom of expression and assembly. Daniel Bromberg argues that continuing to ignore abuses harms U.S. interests in the region.
This process is perhaps best exemplified by the case of Yemen, a regime whose leader has been in power for 31 years, that has alienated key sectors of the society itself, and as a consequence of its own autocracy, the battle against terrorism and the effort to confront the local affiliates of al-Qaeda have been undermined by a regime that is seen as remote and repressive. Our security needs would be greatly enhanced by a clear alternative to the kind of autocracy we have in Yemen and other parts of the Arab world.
The Institute for Peace study argues that by keeping a tight rein on their people while supporting U.S. security interests in their regions, nations such as Yemen, Egypt, Jordan, and Pakistan fan anti-American sentiments. Daniel Bromberg says this paints the United States into a corner.
These regimes then turn to the United States and say, well, the only alternative to us is these Islamists, so you must support us. But that kind of dynamic in which the choice is between just regimes and just oppositions is a consequence of regime policies that have to be changed. And so we need to speak up more forcefully about these policies.
Daniel Bromberg argues that U.S. support for democracy in the Middle East will advance President Obama's vision for an improved relationship between the United States and the Muslim-majority states. He says the promotion of democracy should go hand in hand with efforts to end regional conflicts, in particular between the Arab world and Israel. But Bromberg urged the Obama administration not to allow Arab regimes to use disputes with Israel as an excuse for evading their own political reforms. Larry Diamond co-chaired the Peace Institute's study. He directs the Center on Democracy, Development, and the Rule of Law at Stanford University. Diamond argues that the United States must use more than vague encouragement if it wants to see real democracy in the Middle East.
I think many of these Arab leaders are deeply, hopelessly corrupt incapable of being moved by rational, persuasive arguments. It doesn't mean we shouldn't make them. It doesn't mean that there aren't younger and more reformist elements or more pragmatic elements in most of these regimes that we can engage. But I think this is heavily about power and that we have tools of power that we have not utilized adequately in a more strategic way.
Larry Diamond says he is not calling for cuts in aid or reduced security cooperation. He urged the Obama administration to promote democracy more loudly and clearly. Johns Hopkins political economist Francis Fukuyama, who also co-chaired the study, agrees, but he points out that President Obama must walk a fine line, encouraging democratic change without threatening regime change.
The Iraq war contaminated democracy promotion, so that when you talk about democracy promotion in the region, people think invasion. Therefore, you need a new start where the same ideas that are valid become part of American foreign policy, but they're somehow delinked to that whole invasion and occupation. And so new administration has the opportunity to do that in the way that democracy is incorporated into U.S. Middle East policy.
The United States Institute of Peace Study notes that the U.S. has little choice but to cooperate with Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Pakistan in diplomatic, military, and security matters. But it urges Washington to become far more aggressive in its support for democracy in the Middle East. For VOA, this is Mohammed Shinawi in Washington.